We often ask players to name their...
Wait for it. Their dream team.
Would you like to think about yours for us, Sam?
So this is based on people I've played with, I guess.
Yes.
Used to be, yeah. Yeah. Okay, any players per position am I allowed?
Ah, they all do that to us. They end up listing so many that you haven't got a team at all.
Yeah.
You've got a squad. You haven't even got a squad. You've got a touring party.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so if I went through... do I have to wait to do this? Starting with number one.
Yeah, why not?
So number one for me would be Tony Window. Mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about when I was jumping at the front for Gloucester, and there was no lifting in those days, so you have to get your timing right with your jumper. And if Reg played, it made a difference as to how good I was in the line out, because he was that good in his line out work. So Tony Window, I mean, the hooker would probably be John. Difficult with the professional era. John Hawker, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Number two, very good, hard working player. Dave Kersey, another one, very good player. And Neil McCarthy as well. He went from Bath, very strong in the professional era.
It's interesting, Dave Kersey, because he didn't play that many games for a steady, not a tremendous number.
No, he didn't, but it was tough to break through. As I say, you know, they had good hookers with John Hawker there. Yeah. Kevin Dunn was around at the time.
Yeah.
And the sides were pretty stable in those days, you know, and you'd be on the bench quite a bit. But a very good player, very good fit player. I mean, I did a lot of my early training, and you know, he was a good friend of mine.
Mm.
All my early fitness levels and my fitness base, really, what took me into the professional era came from training with Dave Kersey and that, because he was very switched on in the RAF. He used to be in the RAF, had a lot of training routines and stuff he'd done before, so he kind of brought my fitness level up, if you like. Based on and discipline, which I applied to my training techniques as my career progressed.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing for me. So tight head, obviously Vix was a young lad when he started here. Andy Deacon would really fit the tight head spot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Bob Phillips, a good player in that area as well. Where do I put myself in this? Do I pick myself?
Why not? A team that you would like to play with. Let's rephrase that.
Okay.
You'd like to be part of that.
I put myself in the.
That's a better way of doing it.
Put myself in the back row, I think. So Dave Sims will be obviously in the middle. Rob Fiddler at the front.
Mm.
So those two second rows, obviously played a lot of rugby in the professional era together with them. They were good lads. At seven, I think Nathan Carter played a lot of rugby with Nathan. Never gets spoken about very much, but you know, he played 900 games in virtually all of the professional era. He was good hard graft. Obviously, Ian Smith played a lot of rugby with him as well. He was a good player. Caps for Scotland as well. Pete Glanville on the blind side, obviously, good player, Pete. Good mate of mine, very good friend of mine.
Yeah, a lot of injury.
Otherwise, a lot of reflect with injury.
Who knows what he might have done?
I said he was a frustrated winger at times. I said that to his face, but scored a lot of tries. A hat trick one day on the wing, but he was good. Good hard Gloucester boy.
Mm.
Steve Ojomo as well came along. Yeah, the Ojin is obviously a competitor to my place at the time, and I played a lot of games alongside him in the back row. As well, so that would probably be the pack.
Yeah,
there's a huge number of players I haven't mentioned there, of course, which we'll go on with. But if you start with nine, I think Scott Benton did a lot. I mean, through my time at eight, Scott and I used to do a lot of work together, individually as a unit. We would always in the warm up. They still do the warm up now, where they run around the shed, in front of the shed there, and it was always. You always have your routines, and I'd always drop at the back and just kind of be on my own, trying to get myself ready for the game. And Scotty would always pop up on my shoulder, and it was almost a sort of comfort feeling, I think, because I used to sort of try and look after him in the game, and we'd always have a little run through what we're going to do and what's going to happen in this position. So we always had our little chat running around. So good talented player. Scott, a lot of pace, a lot of vision. I think you'd have to put Mark Maprotoft at 10. Again, fantastic talent of a player. His place kicking alone won us games.
Yeah.
And a few win bonuses on the back of Mapes' kicking, you know, and back in the day.
I can imagine a bit of a character off the field as well.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's doing some good stuff at Quinn's now, and you know, I'm bumping him at Cheltenham races occasionally now.
Yeah.
I know his dad very well, and I like Mapes. He's not backwards in coming forwards, he's a good lad, and you can have a good laugh with him, and he did a lot of good stuff down here at Gloucester. Mike Hamlin, if you go back to a different era, Mike Hamlin at 10, good player at 10. He was
your first captain.
Yeah, he was.
Very first season.
And and Mike's another one. He's a quietly spoken person, but he was a kind of captain. If he spoke, you'd listen. Didn't have to say a lot. Good captain from that angle. Where'd you go with the backs? I mean, I have to look at Philippe Saint-André.
Well, yeah.
On the wing. Richard Toms and Terry Fanaloa with the centres. Well, I'll throw Martin Roberts in there as well. Speedy. Again, we did a lot of good work.
Why Speedy?
Well, so he's supposed to be... He's quicker than he looks, I think. And so back in the day, he was a bit pacey when he joined Gloucester. But, he's 6'2", 15 and a half stone. But that was no more complex than that, really. But,
oh, right, okay.
Very underrated player. I think he did a lot of good stuff, and I think Gloucester lacked at the time was someone with, a silky player to run off him, because, we used to do a lot of stuff off the back of the scrum with Scott, and we'd pump Speedy up in the middle, and he'd break the game line time again. Very strong player, good, strong defensive player as well.
Yeah, so much better in the centre, natural centre, wasn't he? So much better than when he played full-back.
Yeah,
I thought more comfortable in the centre.
Yeah, I mean, he started at fullback, and I think that's because he came from Cheltenham in that position. But he's a good, strong player, and you kind of need that, a big target man in the midfield. He certainly did in those days. Big presence. If you talk about other wingers, Brian Johnson was a very good winger, a very pacey winger.
Mm-hmm.
Did a lot of good things in his time at Gloucester. Fullback, again, it's a tough one. I think you've got to put Cats in there. Chris Catlin, again, good on the high ball, kicking out of hand.
Another player that suffered a lot from injuries.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, towards the end, and I think his kicking, when he went to kick the ball, you held your breath, but never the strongest thing.
I think he had a fair idea what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm afraid the one weakness. I mean. What a terrific player he was. Under the high ball, only Ollie Morgan could match him, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of similarities there with Ollie Morgan. I think
they're both very brave, and they're both terribly injury-prone.
Yeah, but Cats, fantastic player at 15. But so many players over the years, and you can make a case for a lot, really. But I think, a lot of my memories of what it became when the game went professional, that was when I found a position where I felt that I played some of my best rugby was at 8, and a lot of those players I named there were the players that I played a lot of those games alongside, and a lot of good memories, and we had a lot of good results against opposition that on paper were more star studded than we were. Based on a lot of camaraderie and a sort of togetherness that carried you through some tough times.
Yeah. Is there anything that we've forgotten to ask you?
I don't think so. It's pretty comprehensive.
Fine. Well, it's been very nice to talk to you, Simon, and thank you very much for talking to us.
It's a pleasure. No problem.